clear of the closing doors, please.
Welcome to Subway Sports Talk. My name is Peter Kennedy, and I am your host. Thank you so much, as always, for tuning into SST on Apple Podcasts app, Spotify, and on YouTube. Don't forget, you can watch the podcast on Spotify as well. So you want to watch our faces, make these picks, you can do it on Spotify, you can do it on YouTube, or you can listen on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you listen to your podcast. We appreciate you the same. We also appreciate football season because it's time to give more picks. We're into week 11, and the boys have been buzzing for quite some time now. Through 10 weeks combined, we have one losing week. So all four of us should just give ourselves a little pat on the back right now. Teamwork makes the dream work. And if you've been tailing our picks right now, just it would be ridiculous because we always overlap at least once or twice. We are 66-53-1 through 10 weeks. That's phenomenal. Golf clap for the fellas. And we got the whole crew here with us tonight. That includes none other than Pat Boyle, Cody O'Connor, and Mark Shenlugin. And normally I'd go around and say hello to everyone and let you all give a little how you doing back. But right now, the only man who deserves a how you doing is Cody O'Connor. Off a 3-0 week, our new lead in the Subway Sports Talk picks sitting at 19-11, followed by me at 17-12-1, Pat and Mark both at 15-15. So Cody, say how you doing for the whole crew.
How you doing? That's a little morbid for you people. How you doing? Hey, yes, sir. 19-11, lead the charge. But I, Pete, I told you on Tuesday, it's a long season. There's a lot of ball left. So I'm not counting my chickens just yet.
I love it. All right. Well, I know a guy who is counting his chickens, and he's going to kick us off on this evening or this morning. I don't know when you guys are listening to this, but we're recording it on Thursday evening. So Mark Shenlugin, welcome back to the show. We missed you last week, and now you're back here ready to make some picks, and you're going to hit us with your first pick of the week.
Pete, unfortunately, just real quick, I don't have any chickens left to count. Lost them all in a cockfighting ring last week. Anyway, here we are. All pick right. Number one. We've got a real good idea of the teams now at this point for this season. So I'm just going to be very quick and to the point for this one. Detroit Lions at home against the Chicago Bears. Yes, Justin Fields is back, but I'm sorry. The Bears have been miserable all season. We're going to pair that with the Cowboys against the Carolina Panthers. Need I say more? They might have the least talented roster in the NFL, and Bryce Young just doesn't look ready yet. And then the last one is going to be the Jags at home to bounce back against another rookie QB, Will Levis, and the Tennessee Titans. I had some hope after the game against the Steelers, but kind of looked like pretty shitty against the Tampa Bay Bucks last week on the road, and now they go into Jacksonville, who are fresh off that embarrassing loss last week. Can't see them dropping this game at home. So real simple one to start off. Lions, Cowboys, Jags, all to win, -110.
How can it lose is what I'm saying. Those teams, Cody, were in the top 14 of me and Cody's power rankings this week. And all people that you kind of trust along the way here for the most part. Maybe the Jags being the lowest on that list, but still in a good matchup. So now I'll go second. I'll mix it up today. I'll go second here with my first pick. And I'm going to go with a teaser off the rip here. And I'm going to do something that is undoubtedly going to kick me in my own ass. It's going to bite me in the ass, kick me in the ass. Almost said something weird there. But it's going to do something, and it's going to be not good for me. And that's why I have to do it anyway. So for this first leg, I'm going to go with a teaser, and I'm going to include the Pittsburgh Steelers, who, if you guys have been paying attention throughout these first 10 weeks, I have bet against the Steelers time and time again. To much frustration because they're not a good football team, yet they cover spreads, yet they win games, and they've been outgained in every single freaking stop. But I'm going with them in the teaser from +1.5 at the Cleveland Browns. Going to get them up to +7.5. Going to pull in the Minnesota Vikings from +2 on Sunday Night Football at the Denver Broncos and get them up to +8. The reason for this teaser is perfect. You get past the 3, you get past the 7 in both spots. You get them over a touchdown, and these are all teams that play close games, especially without Deshaun Watson playing quarterback for the Browns. You expect that one to be close. I mean, the over-under for that game is ridiculously low. It's at 32 right now, which is just silly that an over-under could be that low at this point in the season. So you get the touchdown little buffer there, and you feel wonderful about getting 7.5 with the Steelers, even if they get outgained, even if they somehow lose now. Even if it seems impossible, they can cover that 7.5 with ease. Similarly for the Vikings here, they play all their games within one score, man. last year they won all those games. This year they haven't won them all, but they've been hot. They've been frisky. They've been fun. The Broncos, however, have been on a similar track of being frisky and fun and competitive here. There's no chance in my eyes that this is not a one-score game in either favor. If I had to take the line straight up, I'd probably lean towards taking the Broncos at -2, but I just don't love it. The Vikings have been too good late in games, especially now the past 2 weeks with Josh Dobbs, to really just bet against them completely. So I lean towards taking them in a teaser. And again, past the 3, past the 7, I love this spot. I just can't wait for the Steelers to freaking make me more miserable that I finally take them +7.5 and they lose by 2 scores. I don't see how it could happen, but I know because I bet against them so much this year and now I'm on their side that it's inevitably going to happen. But that's my first pick, Steelers Vikings teaser. Cody, hit us.
Well, looked at both of those, Pete. Steelers, maybe we'll wait on. Vikings, I looked at closely, thought of a decent spot to buy them up. But neither of those have anything to do with my first pick. Pick number one is usually the one I'm most confident in and doesn't change this week. Two legs, I'm buying two favorites down, which is not typically something I'll do, but it's something I'm doing this week. I'm going Detroit -3. They are at home. They are playing the Bears. And the Niners at -5.5, also at home, they're playing Tampa Bay. We'll start with Detroit, who are a covering machine at home. They played a really tough game this week against the Chargers, and they still got it done. They put up 41, and I think showed that they can win in different ways. They can win with the offense, and I don't think the Bears can simply keep up. They can't keep up. They won their week last week against the Panthers. That was a game they needed to win. I don't really think they want to win. Obviously, Detroit does. So buying them down to -3 from 7.5 where I saw it before feels comfortable. I was close enough to taking them straight up, but I didn't. Same thing with the Niners. They're at -12.5. I'm getting them down to 5.5. 5.5 is a number I feel comfortable with because if, God forbid, it goes to overtime or anything like that, I at least get the 6 and I still have life there, right? So I always like to go past 6 down to 5.5 when I'm buying a favorite. But the Niners looked amazing last week. They looked like the healthy San Francisco 49ers. Pete had them #1 in the power rankings. I had them #3. And it's because when they are healthy, when they're clicking on all cylinders, they are damn hard to beat. And they're at home and they're playing a Bucs team who are coming off a win, but I genuinely don't think that much of. I don't really think they can hang. At 12.5, I might take them. At 5.5, I feel amazing. Same thing, like I said, with Detroit. So Detroit -3 at home, San Fran -5.5 at home. That is -116. Had to double check my notes there for play #1.
There we go. And now Patty B, all right, with your first pick.
I'm ready to rock. And we're going back to the well. Pick #1. Cody likes to call it his most confident pick of the week. And I feel pretty good about this one, too. And you get Dorian Thompson-Robinson in for the Cleveland Browns, and yet this game is basically still a pick 'em. So, again, for the second straight week, are we going to trust the Pittsburgh Steelers to win? No. Are we going to trust them to not lose by more than 4 points? Yes. Give me the Steelers, +4.5. And again, for the second straight week, I'm going reverse psychology. This total is at 32.5. Get ready for some Iowa Hawkeyes-esque football on Sunday, but I think that's way too low. So Steelers +4.5, over 25.5. You only need 26 points in this game. Might take to the fourth quarter to get there, but I just think that as bad as the Steelers' offense is, as great as the Browns' defense is, and Dorian Thompson-Robinson in the game, we know these defenses are turnover opportunistic. So expect a couple of short fields just because of how good the defenses are. Steelers +4.5, over 25.5. That's -110 odds. Tomlin and his guys know that this is a huge game. It could ultimately decide if either of these teams have a chance to take the AFC North crown. The winner's going to be 7-3 through 10 weeks. And as bad as the Steelers are, would you believe it if they are 7-3 walking out of here with a win? They got a chance to get Minkah Fitzpatrick back. I think he was limited in practice early, middle of this week so far. So we'll see how that goes. But, I mean, look, Pittsburgh's actually starting to run the ball a little bit better. So you know they're going to want to take as much time on the clock as possible, slow down and exhaust that Browns defense, and just keep Myles Garrett away from Kenny Pickett. So I'm trusting Tomlin in this spot to coach up a really good scheme. Steelers plus 4.5 over 25.5.
All right. Guess that brings it over to me for my my second pick. Three legs again, changing it up. We're going to go San Francisco 49ers money line, pick one, taking on Tampa Bay at home. Look, man, there's going to be a theme this week. I'm riding with all the favorites for the most part. I can't see them losing, not to Tampa Bay at home. No chance.
Changing it up.
Leg two, Buffalo Bills taking on the New York Jets. Zach Wilson and that offense has regressed, although I'd blame it on Nate Hackett. But, hey, it is what it is. Can't see the Bills losing another game to the Jets this year, especially after how they lost last week. And then finally, I'm going to bump the Philadelphia Eagles up to plus 10.5 on Sunday night against the Chiefs. Actually, Monday night against the Chiefs. Chiefs really haven't blown anybody out this year, except for the Bears, who absolutely blow. Revenge game on the mind maybe for the Eagles a little bit. Look, I just – plus 10.5, there's no way. How can they lose by more than 10.5 points in this one? So, look, we're going to go Eagles plus 10.5, Bills money line against the putrid Jets, and then the Niners beating the Bucks at home. Should be relatively easy, I'd say. And that's going to be minus 110 as well.
Changing it up. I love it, Mark. Keep us on our toes with that one. I do like the pick, though, generally speaking, with the Bills and stuff like that. I'm thinking similarly with the Bills. I might hold that for my third pick. We'll get there in a second. With my second pick, though, I'm keeping it simple. Similarly to the idea of betting on the favorites, betting on the good teams here, I'm taking the Dallas Cowboys, and I'm taking them straight up. They're minus 10.5. They're playing the Carolina Panthers. They're also in Carolina, where, you know, people like to say Carolina's generally better at home, and that's possibly true, but they're not better against teams like the Dallas Cowboys, and that's facts. They've lost 8 games this year, did the Carolina Panthers. 5 of those 8 games have been by 10 or more points. One of the losses was by 8, and then the other losses were by the Bears and the Saints. Those were both by 3. Those are teams that can't score the football. What do the Dallas Cowboys do? Especially over the last couple weeks, they've been lighting it up on offense. Dak Prescott's playing the best football of his season so far. CeeDee Lamb's been obviously on a tremendous roll. The Panthers don't have what it takes to keep up with this team at all. Their defense, and their, well, I should say the Dallas Cowboys defense against this offensive line in Carolina will not be kind to Bryce Young. I can't imagine this game being close. Last week, people were saying, oh, is the spread too big to take the Cowboys versus the Giants? It wasn't even close to too big. It should have been even bigger. I think we're going to be in a similar spot here with the Dallas Cowboys. They are the type of team, and Cody and I spoke about this on the Power Rankings podcast, they beat up on the little guy. They don't play with their food. Yes, they did so against the Arizona Cardinals in that first loss of the year for them. But generally speaking, when the Cowboys play a team that they're very much clearly better than, they put the foot on the gas and put up points. And the way Dak's been moving the ball, the way CeeDee's been playing, even hell, the way Brandon Cooks and Michael Gallup have been playing, they're doing great stuff right now on offense. And again, their defense is going to be more than good enough to give Bryce Young fits. This team scores a lot of points. They have some of the highest point totals in the NFL this year. I think they're only behind the Dolphins and the Ravens, if I'm not mistaken. So they're in great company. They also don't give up a lot of points, and the Carolina Panthers don't score a lot of points. This is a recipe for a blowout. Shouldn't be the most exciting game to watch, but it will be for me if I like it. 10.5 Cowboys win by a bunch of points on Sunday.
All right. Team that I had in a similar threshold for my next pick, Pete. Your team that you put in the top 14, but I had outside of them. However, they're playing a team that I don't think any of us think are any good, and that's the Green Bay Packers. That's who they're playing. It's the LA Chargers getting minus 3, so they have to win by 3 on the road in Green Bay. It's a straight-up pick. And it's just, they are better than the Packers. The Packers aren't a good football team. It's that simple. They are not good, and the Chargers are better than what their record says. And we talked about it on the podcast. And you know what? They lost last week against the Lions, but damn it, they looked pretty good in doing so. Right? One of your better losses of the year, if you will. 41-38. The offense was putting up points. The defense is sure as heck not giving up that many points against Green Bay. 3 points is it's funny because I don't think a lot of people want to take the Chargers in a spot where they are giving another team points. I think that's where they're at in the season. I think that's where we have gotten with them, and rightfully so at most spots. But this is not one of those spots. Packers aren't a good football team. The Chargers are much better. Their playoff hopes are somewhat in the balance, and if they lose this game, they're pretty much all but gone. They're not going to lose this game. They're going to win, and I think they're going to win by more than one score. And if they do that, they cover the 3 points. So the Chargers, -3 in Lambeau. It's -115, straight up, pick number two.
All right, I already know I'm asking for trouble with this one. Give me the triple team, 2.5-point spread parlay here. Who's going to blow it up? How can it lose? Who's going to wreck it? Lions to win by a field goal. Commanders to win by a field goal. 49ers to win by a field goal. -105. The rare three-team teaser for me, but you know, again, for many of the same reasons you guys have talked about with these teams or will talk about. I mean, again, the Lions are once again at home where they have been rolling this year. The Bears, I feel like maybe this is a game where the Bears defense, if they haven't already, starts to turn the tide and like maybe starts to play well. Especially with Justin Fields almost certainly returning here. I think this could be a dogfight, and maybe that the Chicago Bears cover the 7.5. But I just think that Detroit's way too good. They've been way too consistent at home this year. The play calling from Ben Johnson has been way too solid. So I think they win it by at least a field goal. Commanders and Giants, not much to be said. We've seen what the Giants have been this year, all this year. Tommy DeVito under center, as much as Mark was calling for him to start, I haven't heard a peep out of him lately about how Tommy DeVito has played quarterback. Although I know Mark's going to say he's got the most passing touchdowns on the team. That he does, which just, again, tells you how much of a shambolic season the Giants are having. So Commanders with revenge on their mind as well in this game, losing to Tyrod Taylor the last time. And Washington, their season's on the line. So I think they'll be desperate. I think they play a good game. Sam Howell has been pretty damn good this year, too. So Commanders -2.5. And then for the 49ers, do you really need much analysis for this? They're back. Everybody's rolling. They're at home. They're going to eat Baker Mayfield alive. So Lions, Commanders, Niners, all got to win by a field goal or more. It's -105.
Pat, Tommy DeVito had a 2-1 touchdown to interception ratio this past Sunday. So I don't know what game you're watching or what team you've been watching, but he looked pretty damn good to me. And if Dable would take the reins and let him fucking do what he wants, maybe we'd see what the Italian man is capable. You know, he could be the next godfather of New York, but I digress.
Nobody loves touchdown to interception ratio more than Mark Schenlugen.
So let's get down to business here for my final pick, gentlemen.
No funny
business.
We're going
to take a real risky one first. We're going to go with the Miami Dolphins over Aiden O'Connell and the Oakland Raiders, or Vegas Raiders, whatever the hell they're calling themselves these days. There's no way in hell the Dolphins are losing off the bye. Devon Achane is back as well. It's just not happening. Pick two of this three-legger. We're going to go with the Los Angeles Chargers that Cody loves. I'm going to bump them up to +3.5 here because I don't trust them to not make Jordan Love look like the second coming of Brett Favre this weekend. And again, who knows how many picks that social media QB is good for down the stretch when the game matters. So final pick now, what you guys could possibly be wondering that I'm going to parlay this with. This will be the highest scoring game of the week. Mark my words here. The Washington Commanders in a shootout over the Tommy DeVito-led New York Giants in Landover this week will 1,000% in all certainty be the highest scoring game this week, as both QBs combine for at least 6 to 7 touchdowns on Sunday. That being said, Pete, look, I just can't trust Brian Daboll here. I don't like the way he calls games, but hey, so I'm going to be forced to go with the Commanders to win this game at home. Won't be picking the Giants. We'll be sliding down in the draft. You know, it's what we need to do anyway. As of right now, the way the season's going.
That's what we need to do. How dare you say we? Cody.
We need to lose games.
Can we allow this right now? Who's we?
We
playing Nintendo?
Can't allow
this. Look, we've got our quarterback of the future. We just got to get Marvin Harrison Jr. at the top of the draft now. We got
our
QB.
Have Marvin Harrison Jr., Marvin Harrison Sr. They could have Reggie Wayne and Dallas Clark. It doesn't matter. Tommy DeVito. Come on.
I'd rather have Austin.
Get out your shine box, Mark. Come on.
I'd rather have Austin Colley, Cody. He caught the most touchdowns during those seasons, but you could say whatever you want.
Pierre Garçon.
So give me Tommy Tortellini's to light up the scoreboard this week. I should just take the over, to be honest with you. He's going to be throwing tanks all day long. We're going to go Finns, Commanders, and Chargers plus 3.5, minus 120 for my can't lose delusional final pick.
That's amazing. All right. Get out of here. Get out of here.
He's the best.
It's unbelievable. It really is. I wish I had that in me. I just don't. And I'm built different in a bad way. People say built different as a good thing. Usually I feel built different in a bad way. And that's it. Just drop the mic. Tommy Tortellini's. Oh, that's unbelievable. It really is.
I just tune him out whenever he speaks.
I can't. It's so good. Honestly, it really is. I don't even know how I make another pick. Do we just call the pod after that? I think we might have to, but we'll make some more picks before we say goodbye. And I'm going to ride with my boy Cody over there. When we talk about sometimes you talk about the team you like the most. Sometimes you talk about the best bettors on Subway Sports Talk, and we are in lockstep on this one, Cody. I'm also taking the Los Angeles Chargers straight up minus 3 against the freaking Green Bay Packers. Jordan Love stinks. We just saw that the Chargers are able to put up points against a better defense in Detroit. The only thing about the Packers is their defensive backfield is relatively strong, right? If you got some of these Chargers receivers on your fantasy team because injuries and whatnot, you're seeing that negative number against wide receivers against the Packers. That's true. Their defensive backs are pretty good, and they hold the pass down just a little bit. It's not going to be nearly enough to stop Herbert and the Chargers on this one. They're just way better of a team. Scares me a little bit that it's in Green Bay and that there's a little bit more cash coming in per ticket on the Packers here. However, I don't care. I'm not going to ride with that, tried and true. I think when I often refer to the pregame.com numbers of the spread of cash versus the tickets, it's something that I like it to reinforce something that I already believe, right? If I already believe that the Texans might be a sharp side, I'm just making that up. Texans might be a sharp side, and then pregame.com is telling me that the cash is coming in on them. Boom, that's 2-for-1 for me. But if I don't believe that, I'm not going to get too scared off if the number's not too crazy. So right now, yes, there's a little more money coming in on the Packers if you're looking at that, but that's okay to me. This is a way better team in the Los Angeles Chargers going up against a bad quarterback. Jordan Love is not getting it done in Green Bay, and he's not going to get it done, in my opinion, in his tenure there. Justin Herbert, some argue he hasn't gotten it done in some spots. I argue he's still one of the better quarterbacks in the league. Still happily have him top 10. Still happily have the Chargers as a team that can make a run towards the playoffs, and it starts right now. Minus 3. At worst case scenario, I see a push here. At worst case scenario, I think the Chargers win by 3, but I think they're going to win this one by a touchdown. I love the Chargers. I love Herbert. And I love what they've been doing with their offense, even without Mike Williams there. It was a little bit of a rubbing point there for a little bit of like, who's going to be the person who kind of takes the top off the defense a little bit, who's able to get open besides Keenan Allen. Well, Jalen Guyton came back and he looked pretty good last week against the Detroit Lions. And I think Guyton does add that little component of over the top stuff for the Los Angeles Chargers. So I'm riding with it. I think they get some pressure on Love and they win this one by a touchdown. Take Chargers minus 3.
Go Chargers. Go. That was my Arnold Schwarzenegger, if you guys weren't sure.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Yeah, I've heard better. I've heard better.
Have you? All right, I think I'm done, actually. I'm going to leave the podcast.
Make a pick, man.
No, man, I'm feeling good. All right, whatever. That's what happens when you're on top. People try to bring you down, but not going to let it happen here. Pick number 3. I got 2 legs for you again. And we're starting with the Steelers, and they are going to be bought up to 7.5. All right. I don't know that I trust them at plus 1. I don't know that they're going to win the game, but the total is 33. And if the total's 33, to lose by more than a touchdown is arguably impressive. And I don't think the Steelers are going to be impressive in that fashion. To be honest, I do lean towards them winning the game, and it's because PJ Walker's not starting for Cleveland. They're starting the rookie. He has three names. I haven't learned any of them, and I don't really care to because the last time I saw him, he was mediocre at best, right? I mean, I just didn't see anything from him that says he should be the quarterback. Now, there's probably people out there saying, well, we know what we have in PJ Walker, but we want to find out what we have in this guy. And you know when you find out what you have in a guy? Is when your season is lost, right? The Giants are looking to see maybe is Tommy DeVito something because their season's lost. The Browns are right in the thick of a playoff picture, and PJ Walker gives them the best chance to win. That's my honest opinion, and I'm rolling with that. So I'm going to buy the Steelers up. I do think they have a very good chance to win this game. I do think they're going to, but getting them at a touchdown plus feels very comfortable. And the second leg is probably not one that a lot of people are going to look at, but I'm going to buy the Chargers. I'm sorry, the Cardinals start with a C still, and I'm reading right now. The Cardinals I'm going to buy to 9.5. And the reason is I think that everybody saw the Texans beat the Bengals last week and say, oh, here come the Texans. The Texans are going to be thrown into money line parlays. The Texans -5 is a sexy bet. But you know what? That's in the Vegas zone, and it's for a reason. The Cardinals have been frisky even before Kyler got there. And this week, Kyler looked like Kyler. He's scrambling in the pocket. He's hard to bring down. He's creating plays using his legs. And they have enough to at least keep this to a one-score game. And I said this last week, and I'll say it here. The reason is I'm choosing to not take the Texans down to a money line. I'm choosing to take the Cardinals up because I think it's a one-score game. I think it's close. And the point is I feel a little more comfortable with the Cardinals' points than the Texans on the money line. That's what I'm saying with that pick, right? Similar to the Steelers, but it's a little different. That's what I'm saying. The Cardinals are going to cover. They're going to be fine. +9.5. Steelers +7.5. It's -111. It's pick number 3. Let's bounce back. Let's repeat. 3-0 again. Lead the charge. I'll see you guys at 3-0.
All right, Cody. Final pick for me. We've got Super Bowl Junior, Super Bowl rematch coming up on Monday night. Of course I'm going to bet it. Of course I'm going to put it in this slate of picks. Why wouldn't I? You got both teams coming off a bye, Eagles, Chiefs. You got a Super Bowl rematch. I mean, literally, this is probably going to be the most watched game of the entire season coming up on Monday night. So what are we going to do? A little Patty Boyle, a little same game parlay. How you doing? And I'm on the Chiefs side, and I'm on the over side because – call it what you will, there are scripted moments, and this is going to be one of them. You're going to have Taylor Swift in attendance. You're going to have Kelce versus Kelce again, Super Bowl rematch. There is no shot in hell the referees are letting this game be a defensive battle. The first sign of contact in the secondary, flag right out of the gate. They are setting a tone. We want offense. Goodell and all the primetime unders, 11-0, 11 straight primetime unders, 24-7 for the year. There is no shot the NFL is allowing this game to not have points. And on top of it, the Chiefs offense, they've been waiting to break out. They've been kind of lackluster this year. What better game for Mahomes and this offense to be uber motivated than against the Eagles, whose secondary, by the way, has given up 400 yards to Sam Howell. They've given up 375 yards to Dak Prescott. And yeah, the Chiefs defense has been good, but again, these are two teams. I think we see back and forth offense, and I'm trusting Kansas City to keep it within 4 at home. So Chiefs +4.5, over 40.5. That's -115. And Cody, I will see you at 3-0.
Yeah, baby.
Damn right you will, baby.
I'll be 2-1. Don't worry about it. It's all good. I love that. I gotta be honest. I don't frequently like get super jealous of picks other than Mark's picks, but I'm a little jealous of the Cardinals teaser leg by Cody and this little overplay by Pat on the Chiefs and Eagles. It makes a lot of sense to me. I like it. I didn't think about that Eagles and Chiefs game. I was just like, you know what? Just kind of like Ravens Bengals on Thursday night. I'm willing to watch that as a fan. Yeah, of course, I'll maybe throw some random crap on it night of just because, you know, we're living humans who love the NFL. But I like the way Patty kind of laid that one out there. It's interesting. And I do think the Cardinals was a super slick bet by you, Cody. I love it. All right, I think my connection's being a little fugazi right now, so I cannot see Cody, I cannot see Pat, and it's probably my fault. So what I'll do is close out the show. Subway Sports Talk, week 11 picks are in the books. Marky Mark left with a mic drop. We got some good ones. Cody looking for back-to-back 3-0s. Patty looking for back-to-back winning weeks. And I'm looking to get back on the Schneid. I was 0-3 last week. Let's get back on the Schneid. Subway Sports Talk. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, review on your podcast app. Subscribe, notification bell on YouTube. And lastly, follow on social media. At Subway Sports Talk on X, Instagram, TikTok. Hit us up, baby. We'll be back next week with some more NFL talk, basketball talk, and picks, of course. It's Thanksgiving week. We may have to mess the schedule up. That's okay. We'll be back. We'll talk to you soon. Cheers.